how's it grown from 2010?
Well, we started in 2010. We had a very successful year in terms, I think, of registration. We spent, myself and the gentleman that runs the company that I work for, my day job is with an industrial microbiology company, and James Lancaster, and I jumped off the edge and talked to a bunch of people and figured that it was a good idea to bring it to Bryan College Station, and I think we had around 1,200 kids register that year. The registration volume actually has gone down a little bit over the years, but I think a lot of people are doing it and not re-registering every year. Our goal was to register 1,000 children this year. When I looked at the registration totals the other day, I think we were at 910. So we're very, very close to our goal this year. So I'm hoping that, you know, we figure that if you register 1,000 children, most stands have at least two kids in them. So we hopefully are affecting close to double that amount during the year. So we roughly every year have around 1,000 kids register and get out there and learn how to own and operate a business through a lemonade stand. It's a free program, as you probably know. So we raise money. We have some very generous donors and sponsors during the year that help us implement this program so that we can provide it to the kids for free.
I'm guessing some have had a stand every year.
Yes, we usually try to ask the kids on the registration form. We try to get them to fill that in. Is this your first year, second year, third year? We do have a lot of kids that come to us and let us know that they've done their stand every single year and how they progress and what they've learned. We've got some of the typical poster kids out there that we know do it every year and have really looked forward to doing it every year and modifying their recipes or modifying their stand location because they've learn something new each year, just as entrepreneurs do when they have a business. We all learn new things every year and try to make adjustments in our business plan so we can be more successful.
And what are the children telling you about what they learn and how they modify and just their whole experience?
You know, their anecdotal comments, of course, are all over the map, but there's a lot of them that say, gosh, you know, my first year I had my stand out at the end of my driveway, but then I realized that, you know, when church gets out, I thought that whole crowd would come down my street, but then we had construction, and so they had to go around the block. So, you know what, this year I'm going to have mine in a more public place. And so they go to a vendor's location and someplace like maybe Village Foods or American Momentum Bank. People, we help promote our sponsors and our sponsor locations that would be good for kids. Kroger is another. So they decide, okay, we're going to go to someplace like Kroger because we know that there's guaranteed traffic. And every entrepreneur that's has a retail business knows that they need some sort of guaranteed traffic. So they make changes that way, or they may make changes to their pricing structure. Oh, my lemonade was probably a little bit too expensive, so maybe if I can cut the cost of my lemonade, so not only by the purchasing of different products, purchasing products a different way, maybe changing my recipe and I can charge a little bit less, maybe I'll actually sell more and make more in the long run.
And then how much more creative do they get in the actual physical part of selling it?
Well, we've had kids just in terms of they can get creative in terms of recipes. We just had our best tasting contest. And over the years, we've had kids do blue guava lemonade. We've had homemade award-winning watermelon lemonade. Sometimes they get more creative with their stands, too. You can see pictures on our Facebook page over the past years. They'll get very creative with not only their mix, but they'll get very creative with what their stand looks like. We had a kid last year that had a stand that kind of looked like a science lab, and he was out there with his little science goggles and his lab coat on, and he was making his lemonade look like it was some sort of a mysterious lab mix, which was very cute and very creative. So we have a best stand contest after the program is over, and kids send in a couple of pictures from their stand, and American Momentum Bank, who is a sponsor of the best stand contest for the last 2 years, their employees will judge these pictures and will be able to award the best stand. The kids get very, very creative with that kind of stuff. We've got a family in town that the boys have participated all 4 years, and they have a mobile station. They have made a stand on a dolly, so they can roll it up and down Rock Prairie near Welburn and Rock Prairie Elementary. So if the traffic gets too congested or not enough at Rock Prairie Elementary, they can roll it down to the next corner closer to the hospital and pick up some more business down there. So that's another innovative way that kids have made stands.
There are stands where there's just one child. You mentioned families. I've even seen stands where there are school classes or clubs or other organizations.
Right.
It really just kind of runs the gamut.
Right, exactly. I mean, and that part of the lessons, you know, the kids are going to learn, do I have employees in my stand? Do I have partners in my stand? Do I have volunteers in my stand? I know several kids that have gone through that over the years, that they have their friend down the street and they're going to do their stand together. They didn't really talk about, if they didn't really pay attention to that portion of the lesson, they didn't really talk about what is the organizational structure of their stand, and that may seem kind of crazy for a couple of eight-year-olds to be thinking about organizational structure, but at the end of the day, and there's $135 of profit, is that going to be shared? Is it a partnership? Is it a 50-50 split? Are you a volunteer, and I'm going to take all of it, and you were just kind enough to come down and help me? Are you an employee, and I'm going to pay you a portion of that? So that I know that kids have learned that lesson over the years. You know, some of them use their little brothers and sisters as indentured servants, and they don't get anything, and then some of them have 50-50 split partnerships, just like in a real business. Now, we do have programs that we are running at school. This weekend in particular, Jones Elementary in Bryan has had a group of 20 students every Friday working with some Mays Business School Business Honor and MBA students. The MBA and Business Honor students have mentored these kids at Jones Elementary every Friday. They've got their stands prepared. They've gone through the lessons. They've developed their recipes, and Jones Elementary will be open on Sunday. The principal is coming in and opening the school, and these kids will have, they're paired up, and they're going to have 10 stands at Jones Elementary on Sunday from 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. So I sure want to encourage the entire community to get out there, put $10 in your pocket and get in your car and drive over to Jones Elementary and reward these kids for their hard work. It's an opportunity that kids like that may not get very often, and I like these kids to be, I want all kids to be rewarded for this opportunity, because this is a program that is helping develop our next generation of productive citizens. And I think these kids need, all kids doing Lemonade Day need to be rewarded for their hard work.
Well, and I think also a reward to the Mays Business students, too. I bet they've picked up a few things along the way.
You know, these MBAs are probably having to write some business plans in their MBA program, and it's probably the first time they've had to do that, and they're 25 or 30 or 35 years old. And they're mentoring a bunch of kids that are, you know, 7, 8, 9 years old that are writing a business plan. I mean, I know I didn't write a business plan when I was 8 years old. So it's really helping kids learn some very valuable skills and competencies very early on in their life. And while our program is about applying these skills to a lemonade stand, these are really skills and attributes that those kids can apply to anything they want to do in the rest of their life. It's really about setting a plan, setting a goal, making a plan, and then working the plan and watching them achieve their goal, which is something we want all kids to do for the rest of their life. We're just doing it through a lemonade stand right now.
Well, let me extend the illustration further. Not only these college students, but I'm sure the adults and the families who are helping out these kids are picking something up, too.
I know they are. Now, the Lemonade Day program comes with a mentor guide and an entrepreneurship workbook. So the youth go through the workbook and write a business plan for their stand. It's talking about financial responsibility. It's talking about budgeting. There's a term sheet in there if they need to go find an investor. Talking about logistics, marketing, health and safety, and the parents or the mentor, whoever that may be, could be grandma, could be older brother, sister, who knows, has a mentor guide that helps the adult guide the student through the workbook without giving them the answers. It helps them ask provoking questions so that the child can come up with the right answer on their own. But it's a way for them to work together, which is hard to find these days, is a program like that, so that they can actually work together, maybe around the kitchen table or around the school desk or around the desk in the cafeteria after school in an after-school program.
And it's also beneficial in the respect this is something that they want to do.
Absolutely. I mean, the kids that do this are very excited about it. There's some of them that I think are a little reluctant. They're a little scared of it. The parents, I think, maybe see the opportunity for them to get to do something and put them through it. And then once the kids start, actually get out there on this weekend and set up their lemonade stand and get into the role of it, you can tell, you can see by the light in their eyes and how excited they are. I mean, we've got kids that are out there selling lemonade, not just this weekend, but they love the program and they enjoy having the money and they enjoy the attention. You'll see lemonade stands all summer long spurred out of this program. We've got kids, I've had a couple of little girls a couple of years ago, just down the street from me actually, ran a stand after school and all summer long. They were raising money to help their grandma who was going through chemotherapy for breast cancer. I mean, it's just little things like that. It's, they can feel empowered to do something productive that can contribute to society, even if the society is within their own home framework.
What I was just thinking of, the benefit of Lemonade Day doesn't stop after the lemonade is sold on Sunday.
Absolutely not. And if kids want to register and do the program, but they're out of town this weekend and can't do it this weekend, the benefit of the program is going through that fun workbook, figuring out how to be a business owner, and then going out and trying it. Lemonade Day is a national program, and this is a nationally celebrated weekend. But kids are going to get something out of it regardless. I mean, if they want to set up at Kroger in the middle of July and sell lemonade, they will get the same benefit out of the program as they do if they do it on Saturday or Sunday this weekend.
I may have asked this before, but how many physical locations are you aware of?
I can't tell you that right now because I have not looked at the map in several days. I'm going to guess right now that we probably are going to have somewhere in the neighborhood of 400 to 500 locations. That's pretty typical every year. I usually visit somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 stands just myself every year, and my team, we, you know, as I said, we divide up the whole area and kind of canvas Bryan and College Station looking for stands. But I suspect there's probably going to be 400 or 500 stands in our community this weekend.
Perfect segue into the other thing I wanted to bring up. This is not just a one- or two-person operation from an administration standpoint.
Oh, goodness, no. Nobody could ever do this alone. It's a year-long effort. I know we're really talking about it a lot in the last couple of weeks, but we basically take the month of July off. We begin fundraising and planning as a committee. I have a committee of, you know, I don't know, we've probably got eight or ten people on it at any given time. Many of our sponsors have representatives on our committee, so I start in the fall fundraising. We start meeting, trying to decide how we're going to improve our program. We get together in the summer after we're done and say, okay, we're still a young program. What did we learn this year? What do we need to do the same? What do we need to change? And there's no way that I could do this. There's no way I could do this by myself, and I've got, you know, there's 10 other people that are as passionate about it as I am, and that's one reason we've been able to make it so successful and a long-standing program in Bryan College Station. I don't want Lemonade Day to be a one-trick pony 1 year and then gone. I want this thing to perpetuate because I think it's beneficial for our kids and our community.
How fun would it be down the line to see one of the young people who got involved here in the last 4 or 5 years to eventually take over administration?
Wouldn't that be awesome? Yeah, wouldn't that be awesome? We try very hard to try to stay kind of in contact with these people and always bringing new people in, always bringing new sponsors in. Having the MBAs and the business honor students become more involved has really helped us because they see things through different eyes, and kids at elementary schools love to deal with young adults much more than they would somebody, you know, maybe your age or my age. I'll go out and talk to the sponsors all day long, and that's okay, but I love to be around the kids, but it's much more effective to have our A&M students. We've got a Bush intern. We established an internship with the Bush School of Public Policy. So we have a graduate intern has been working with us since October, And she's in the nonprofit track over at Bush and has just done a terrific job for us. And she's been very helpful to us because she sees things differently, because she was 8 years old a lot less time ago than I was and is much more in tune with a lot of the things that her kids are thinking about and doing and ways to get to kids. She thinks about it differently, so she's been a big benefit to us as well.
Have I missed anything?
I want the community to understand that they have a job this weekend. And everybody in the community has a job this weekend. So you're either helping a kid sell lemonade, or you're out driving around with $10 in your pocket after church on Sunday buying lemonade. You know, Ben has been so great to us. I mean, he is now our official new community champion. But Brian Broadcasting has been in on this since very first day. We went to Sam Jones, told him about the program, and he said, we can help. And Ben has always put somebody in the smart car and sent his DJs out on Lemonade Day and put $300 or $400 in ones in everybody's pocket and said, get out there and buy lemonade, don't pay less than $10 a glass, and don't come home until you're broke. And to have Brian Broadcasting help us like that has gone a long way to make our program successful. But my message to the community during this week leading up to anybody I talked to is everybody in the community's got a job. You're either helping a kid sell lemonade or you're out buying lemonade. And I want everybody also go down to Blue Baker this week, because Dave Fox is on our founders committee. He's been a sponsor since the very, very first, and he does lemon treats the entire week leading up to Lemonade Day, and profits from the lemon treats come back to the Bright Minds Foundation to help Lemonade Day move forward in our community. So everybody go down and buy a lemon treat from Dave Fox.